it'll be a it'll basically be a trade-off from what we can get.
And I was wondering if we should make a an effort to do some sort of advertising in the Dover, because a lot of people don't go to all three races.
Right.
Even some of the NASCAR people that are from outside the area that are here for NASCAR may decide, you know what, Saturday, I'm not going to go to this. Yeah, I mean, that's...
We are trying to add one event, which would be a USM canteen show, that we're hoping to bring more people to the airport on Friday night, and then also utilize the Fort Miles area as another attraction for them to kind of keep people around this area.
Have you thought about, like, on maybe on Friday, having one of the banner planes tow a banner?
We hadn't even gotten that far, because until we knew that we got approval to go ahead, we didn't want to start planning a whole lot of stuff.
Okay.
So I have a meeting, my next meeting is May 5th, and I wanted to see if I could at least be able to iron out and tell my committee, okay, we're good for October 1st, and let's move forward. But up until now, we haven't been able to do that. We just talked.
Now, would this conflict every year, because NASCAR is every year the same year as...
Well, when, if you know it's NASCAR, they can plan, you know, because Larry does his air show schedule, and you know, they can put that in the mix.
I think that's something that we're going to need to address, because one of the things that we ran into, especially last year, is that we didn't have a definite date yet because of Larry's schedule, and so a lot of the vendors that we would have had already made commitments. So what we really had hoped to do is to, you know, to say, okay, the first, you know, just like some of these other events that are happening around the county, say, okay, the first week in October is going to be Wings and Wheels, and everybody knows that, so everybody can plan around that. We're getting into a situation where we're getting more interest from the cars. Larry's getting more interest from the planes on his side, and the problem is that we don't want to say to people, well, we really don't know yet, and that's what we had to do last year, and we ran into a situation last year. So we're really kind of hoping, and Larry, this is the first time that Larry really jumped on board and said, I'm going to work my flight schedule around what Wings and Wheels is going to do. And that's the first time he said that to us. So, you know, it was a great weekend for us. You know, we had really good weather. We're hoping that because we had it a little bit earlier, that will hold true as we go forward. But we really wanted to make the event on par with some of the other festivals that are happening around Sussex County, and be able to say this weekend is the weekend that we have Wings and Wheels.
I don't think we can. I think the concern is that in future years that, you know, we don't match up with NASCAR.
Right.
We can't, so.
Well,
I think NASCAR changed their date.
NASCAR, that's what happened. NASCAR changed their date because they've always had it a little bit earlier in the month of September. So that was really a surprise to us when I first heard about it. And because we had already had said we wanted to have it October 1st, and then all this came about. And everybody on the committee that we've talked to has really thought that this is a win-win for everybody. You know, for NASCAR, for the airport, for Sussex County, for Wings and Wheels, because we're pulling from different people now.
The only conflict of that statement would be if Julie's successful in getting some of these air teams
right.
to come in here by air.
I think you could accommodate the plane space on some of the aprons to the hangars.
If you have Wings and Wheels the same time that you have the NASCAR races, you'll have a problem getting NASCAR to come in.
Yeah, too much traffic.
They don't want the general public coming up and asking for autographs and all that crap while they're trying to get on a bus.
And you got to weigh what does a couple of NASCAR airplanes bring to the airport versus what does a successful Wings and Wheels.
But the thought too that we had was that, you know, if Wings and Wheels, even if we had it, if we, you know, going forward had a Friday night event, but mostly the event's on Saturday, most of the planes are in already. So, you know, from what you're saying as far as, you know, the crowd wanting autographs and things like that, the people that own planes aren't going to be at Wings and Wheels flying in.
You'll have crews, if somebody doesn't make the race, you'll have crews coming in and showing the line and that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they get them down.
In talking with some of the representatives from NASCAR, how much of an interest were they showing to you in for future years? And is that date locked in now?
The travel arrangements for these dates for 2011 are locked in now.
No, I'm speaking about in the